I lost my father when I was 4 years old, and my mother and I went through terrible things. Many times, believe it or not, David, I was hungry. And I'm not ashamed to say that I was hungry, because it was true. I bettered myself a little bit by learning at least a trade. I wanted to go to school and study a professional something, but there was no way to, because I needed to help my mother and my other two brothers. It was tough. I came here to California and worked in the fields, sometimes working on the vines, 110 degrees, sometimes very cold, pruning. But by the grace of the Almighty, I'm here. After working in the fields in Texas and the fields in San Joaquin Valley up north, 140 miles up north, I decided to work in a market with the Chinese people. They wanted to keep me cleaning bones and doing the cleaning. They didn't want to teach me the trade. I don't know why. Anyway, I decided to apply to go to college in Toledo, Ohio, 1960, to meat cutting school. I wanted to learn at least something, some kind of basic trade. I was able to go there, but only had the ticket and $10, no more. I drove over there on a Saturday. On Sunday, I paid $10 for a YMCA. I had to report to school on Monday. Fine. Lunchtime, I was hungry. Nothing. No money to buy anything. 3 o'clock. What are you gonna do? What came to mind was to get a job, to wash dishes and have money for lunch. So I went to the main office and I told them, I explained to them my case. I came here by fate and you have to do something about it. You have to help. They said, we will. We'll lend you money, at least so you can eat. The course was 2 months. The second week, they sent me with some other guys that paid the rent for the whole time, and I didn't have to pay anything. I purchased an air mattress, $1.89, and put some air in. And the second day, it had a little hole in it, and I used to wake up on the cement. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you have any other questions or whatever, I'll try to answer whatever you want.